pues ya que digan de calor, pendejos, ahí está.
I got fucking boob sweat right now. I got boob sweat. It just sucks.
I know, bitch ass CJ didn't want to come in the kitchen. He was like, damn, we got to record that hot ass kitchen?
Man, this honestly, bro, I'd rather take fucking fall away. It's dope porque afuera you, it makes you want to do shit, but then you realize you want to be outside. Pero está chingón cuando miras la city, cuando estamos los pecados, y miras el sun y todo, está chingón. Pero it's too fucking hot right now.
Estas pendejas, yeah. I was seeing your story, wait, first of all, don't touch your fucking
first
belly.
First of all, don't call us pendejas, alright, bro?
I didn't call you
pendejas. Yeah, tú tienes dos pendejas, tú dos sex and shit.
No, it's because I'm fucking drying my boof sweat, wait. It's fucking sweaty as fuck.
You see, you hey, hey, I saw you guys' story yesterday. And I was like,
what, you got a problem with my fucking story, bro. Bitch?
Yeah, bitch, I do. I'm like, it's like I told, like, CJ last time. It was a couple days ago. He disappeared, right? He left the fucking, he left the crib. And he didn't come back till like 7 hours later. And I'm like, where were you, pendejo? So I FaceTime. I'm like, where the fuck are you? And I'm seeing him like just in a random street through FaceTime. He's like, oh, it was nice outside. So I decided to walk around. I'm like, I turn around. I'm like, you must think we live in a nice fucking neighborhood or something, pendejo.
Such a fucking pussy, bro.
Hey, I was getting to it, though. I got Tony Cruz's
story,
wait. Yesterday,
wait. He's so dangerous, wait. You can't go outside and get a paleta, wait.
Yesterday, wait. When you guys were together, I saw your story. I'm like, ¿dónde están pendejos? He's like, oh, bro, it's so nice. We decided to walk around and shit, go to McDonald's. I'm like, first of all, they're probably going to think you're gay, wait. Two grown-ass men walking around. I don't know where that shit. Look, if you're not.
Well, they're going to catch us because you're fucking telling the whole world what the fuck we're doing.
Well, there's two ways. I'm like, hey, that might be Cedro and Pancho.
Actually, yeah. They're like Cedro and Pancho. I was like, man, your bitch ass motherfuckers and shit.
Noticeable as fuck.
And then I see you guys went to go get a whole ass fucking sundae from McDonald's together.
And a little baby sundae.
Hey, you know what? Baby. I think he's mad because he didn't go get a sundae with us.
I think so, too.
I think you're mad because of that,
aren't you? McDonald's sundae's hit different. I'm like,
you know what this stupid fat motherfucker did, way? He stuck a whole fucking pie way inside the sundae way. Like a stupid buffoon.
What happened to your fucking, what happened to diet? What happened to you and the gym?
I still go. Just not religiously.
You just what's your goal at the gym?
I have spurts of the gym, alright, bro?
But what's your goal at the gym?
As long as he walks in the gym.
Yeah, as long as I walk in
no,
the gym.
No, for real. Tell me your goal.
Well, look it. Tony, I'll answer this for you. That's his goal. He already achieved it.
For real, what's your goal at the gym?
Just to look fit. That's it.
For real, CJ, quit fucking around. No, for real. You go once a week.
I just, you know, it's like they say, like, you eat an apple a day, keep the doctor away. So I go to the gym once a week. All right?
You look pretty fit. You look pretty nice. You look hella fit.
But you know what, though? I have
been
going to the gym because we've been going on walks. So, hey. Hey,
first of all,
it works
stop
out.
Acting like you my bitch. Right? Wait, you keep telling like we're fucking aquí un pinche couple, okay?
CJ,
I walk outside, your fat ass follows, all right?
You know what I noticed when CJ goes to the gym? When he wants to go with me and just interrupt my workouts?
I'm not even near you.
This kid, CJ, he's like, I'll go with you. I'm like, look, I'm going to be honest, CJ. I don't need nobody fucking up my workouts, all right? And then he goes, how long are you going to be there so I can know exactly what time to leave? I'm like, you see? There he goes, bitch. Don't tell me what I'll leave whenever the fuck I want to leave. All right? Así está tan pendejo CJ. Okay, he'll tell me. Because one time we went to the gym together and I was texting him. I guess he didn't receive the text for like 20 minutes. I kept texting him, calling him. Remember that day that I left his ass at the gym?
Yeah.
And then he's like, bro, you're going to leave him there? I'm like, he don't fucking reply. I'm like, I know he has his phone on him. Se está haciendo pendejo. And I'm like, I'll go back. I guess I picked this dumb ass up. He comes out like, dude, I swear, bro, I didn't see your text and blah, blah, whatever. You know that way? Ever since that one thing, he's like, how long are you going to take? I'm like, I don't know, CJ, probably like an hour and 20 minutes. He'll be out there in the truck, wait, after 1 hour, waiting for me. Yesterday, wait? Or when was it that you last went with me?
2 days ago.
2 days ago, when it was 90 degrees, Pancho, outside. It was like right now, it's fucking scorching heat. I told him, hey, wait, I do legs. I think it was on Monday. I'm like, I do legs. So usually it's an hour and a half, a little longer. He's like, all right, I'll be out here in an hour. I'm like, no, an hour and a half. He's like, I think it was like 7. He's like, I'm going to be here at 8 at the truck. I'm like, motherfucker, you're not listening to me. I'll be here. I'm like, it's going to be between an hour and a half and an hour and like 25 minutes. I'm like, I'll just text you, CJ, when I'm ready so we can get the hell out of here. Tell me why I walk outside of the truck. It was about like 8:35. Guess who I see sitting down?
I'm fucking shaking.
on my leg.
God damn. Guess who I see sitting down in the truck by himself? See, just sweating with his balls off with a skull cap. He's like, oh, this could do. I don't want to make you wait. I'm like, I'm going to just leave this motherfucker at home next time. Y ahora me vienes con las mamadas de, oh, well, I just sporadically want to go with you, Tony. Bitch, hang out with this fucker then. But just sporadically wants to go too.
Sporadically? I don't go to. You're not going to fucking force me to go to gym if I don't want to fucking go. Bitch, all that shit you just said, that's on him. Yo le dije así eso de que, hey, let's go as a group to the gym. That shit don't work out. You should be able to take yourself, your own self, if you really want to see progress, your own fucking self. When you do that little girl stuff that you guys do, is no way.
I'll do that shit. Cedro just tags along with me.
I know. Cedro,
I'm by myself, though, bro. I go to one side, he stays on the other side. It's not like I'm right next to him the whole time.
You know? No, he's not, bro. I go like, Cedro, what are you planning to do with this workout?
Workout.
I think CJ just does. You know what I noticed? CJ goes to the gym when Hiro has nothing else to do with, and he just like, I just don't. Because you notice that
what I told you.
CJ's not a guy that
Could
stay
que
home.
¿Qué te dije ayer, güey? Uh-huh. The exact words te dije a ti, güey. ¿Qué te dije? Look, bro. If you try to accomplish losing weight, sí se puede, güey. But you got to be real with yourself and really take the thing real serious. You go when you go, I ain't got shit to do. I don't want to be here. Let me go over there. I'm like, that's not how you achieve something. You have to commit to the fucking thing if you really want to lose weight. And you can't go. See, there's the type of guy goes like, let's do it together. I'm like, no, güey, estas pinches battles are by yourself. And you have to go like, you know what, though? I'm going to make a ¿cómo se dice? Un commitment to myself. Mm. Fuck it. Fuck everything everybody says. Como yo lo que dije a Tony, güey, es como mi dad, güey. My dad is, what, 69, I think?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Like 69. Around there.
Yeah. That's the only man I know, way, can still wakes the fuck up, works out in the morning, works out in the evening, and works out at night. And I go like, God damn, what the hell? Pero como él me dijo, way, it's a commitment to yourself in the way you live. Y es lo que tú no tienes. You go, today, fucking me voy al gym, because I ain't got shit to do. That shit ain't going to work out.
Well, no, because then you eat like crazy the next day.
Not even that. It just, you don't have it in your mind. Go say, you know what? I want to accomplish this.
Bitch, CJ, you don't listen to a word we goddamn say, right? You're like, yeah, so otherwise the diet doesn't work.
You could eat, güey. That's the thing. That's one thing that Tony que siempre me ha dicho y yo le digo a la gente, güey. When I see people that actually lose fucking weight, and then I look at them, bro, they're like half asleep. Like, ¿cómo tienes a look in their face? Like, tired, like exhausted. Like
droopy and shit.
Well, yeah. It's because you motherfuckers ain't eating, weight.
You ask them a fucking... Oh, yeah.
I know that droopy... I always go tell when people tell me, but I lost weight. And then you see them in 3-4 months, weight, they're double the size. And I go like, you know, you could eat whatever the fuck you want. But it's como dice, you're not going to drink 10 sodas. Pero le digo, eat right, work out right, and you have no problem. Pero todos, como dice, this is the biggest thing. Everybody wants to cheat, weight. Everybody think they want to cheat. They're like, no way, if I just starve myself, I'm going to get to the weight I am. But you're going to feel like shit. Y yo siempre le he dicho todo, you go eat, güey. Hasta él me ha dicho, you have to eat this tanto y tanto y tanto, güey. Pero, see, you're going to work out one time and then eat and drink 7 sodas, güey. It's not going to work out, güey.
It defeats the purpose of you working out.
Este,
I like CJ.
Este,
he just kind of repeats exactly what we just said to him. I'm like, hey CJ, you gotta take it seriously, otherwise I won't achieve my goals, right? I'm like, puta madre.
Yo ahorita, güey, la verdad, la mera pinche neta, why I'm this big is because I haven't committed to myself. Even though it's bad, even when I had a talk with my father yesterday and he told me a lot of shit, y lo que me dijo en mi face is like, it hurts me, güey, because that's my dad. That's the only man I. Well, actually, como ustedes contigo, por fin, that's the guys that will tell me the truth. And he told me some truth, and I go like, God damn. You know? And he told me face to face as a man, and I'm like, okay, wait, this is like, nah. Como dice Tony, siempre me dice, like, pero yo le digo la verdad, Tony, cuando me dice, nah, you said this last time. That's what you said last time. That's when you started last time. Y le go, I know we fuck around, pero yo como le digo a él, güey, until you're yourself committed to yourself, not committed to this guy que committed, you have to commit it deep down in you, that you really want to do it, way. You already thought I'm not at that stage. I thought yo estoy a mi mind. I feel like I'm fine when I know I'm not fine.
Oh hell, hey, Pacho thinks he hella fine. I'm like, yeah. Pacho, you get, dude, I'm fine. I'm, dude, I've been weighing the same since high school. I'm like,
Nah, this is on life. This is what Tony stretches the truth. You know how I know? Le digo a Tony, es como te digo, wait. Always had weight problem. Pero en high school, wey, yo sí me puse en diet y todo, y empecé a bajar y todo, y ya empecé a bajar, wey. Ahorita ya, como la second half of my life, es cuando I don't give a fuck. I eat whatever I want. Pero yo siempre tengo una diet, like, hey, wey, I already know when I get into bigger than the 2X or even a bigger than extra large, I always get down. It's just the first time que te digo que, like, I really do not give a fuck. You know? Y es lo que le digo a Tony, hasta que you committed to yourself, like, for real, you're never gonna change. Y lo que tú tienes, güey, que you committed for one day cuando te hablamos y todo así. Then you go, fuck this shit.
No. I disagree with that porque you're not, como te digo, you committed for one day. No, you're not committed at all. Like, you just go to do something. Like you're looking at, I'm going to the gym to do something, just distract my mind, which is good, right? Because technically the gym is there to go distract you, you know, work out and all that. But you have nothing, like, no goal in your mind about nothing. Like, you don't go, okay, wait, today I'm going to do this workout, and by next month I want to be, let's say, I'm guessing you want to start working out to lose weight, right? That's what I'm guessing, because you're not going to get biceps, right? Mm-hmm. So look at, well, not now, right? Not now. But look at, you don't go in there and go in like, hey, wait, in the month, wait, I want to be at, like, whatever, let's just say you're 350, right? Which I'm apparently very off on.
Ciro said it too. He looked at you like,
hey, let's just say that. He has been eating plant-based chorizo, though.
Hey, ponle así, Ciro.
Hey, first of all, I'm tired of your dumbass. I'm tired of your fucking plant-based chorizo, right?
It's that's actually pretty better than good, the other one, bro. The thing is, este pendejo, güey, es the same dumbass, güey, que avienta esa chingadera en un bowl, güey. Y si nomás se lo quiere meter en el microwave, I'm like, you know, I don't cook it that way, right? You actually got to cook it the same way you do this. Tony, for some reason, this is the guy that doesn't know how to do nothing in the kitchen. He just throws everything in a bowl and microwave everything.
No, pendejo, mira.
And leave it outside for 3 days and then try to eat it again.
I'm not CJ, right?
And you know, who did that to that?
That was not me.
Oh, that was me. That. But look at it. Why is it still there? In the plant-based chorizo bag, dice, microwave. Pour whole bag in bowl and put 1/3 cups of water. I'm like, man, I never heard nobody putting water, fucking water in chorizo.
See, that's a lie. You don't know nada de eso, Lego.
Well, I know, but that's how you could do it. And they came out. Look, yeah. Pacha, I'm going to be honest with you, right? Because yesterday you made chorizo, right? With that no, plant-based chorizo? Actually,
no.
Oh, who made that?
I don't know. That was not me. I made something else.
That's
you.
No, not that, la cazuela.
No, that cazuela is beans.
No, yesterday I ate it. You had tacos and everything.
But that was not chorizo.
What was that?
That was al pastor.
Oh, because I'm about to say that plant-based al pastor?
No, that's a different
al pastor. I was going to say that shit tasted the same though with the fucking water chorizo I made.
Hey, this is what I always hate about Tony, way. Cuando él le dice algo, it's like, como te dije, every goddamn day me dice, oh, esto tastes the same, esto tastes the same. But this motherfucker finishes every single fucking thing, way. Y luego quiere comparar su way of cooking to my way of cooking. Like, Tony, you throw everything in a microwave. I don't throw it in a microwave. Mm-hmm. You know? Yo tal hecho seasoning, le hecho todo, le hago. You know que yo nomás agarré el plain bread chorizo porque me gusta más que el pinche regular chorizo porque tiene un chingo de aceite, güey.
Oh, yeah. That's the
only, no, pero, ¿ves? The only reason I do that shit porque no me gusta el taste del aceite del chorizo, güey. I just don't like it. Y este güey me gustó. It tastes like real chorizo. You know? Pero Tony's always like that cuando le dices plain bread. It's como every other meal. Fuck plain bread. Fuck that shit.
Now, Loki, this is the first. This chorizo does not let me. That does not give me agrudas like the regular chorizo.
No, Loki. Loki is good. I don't know why Pacho got very highly offended.
No, I got offended.
It's got a different.
I actually did get offended because, hey, wait.
I know, bitch. I got time for that.
Hey, wait. Aquí vengo y me parto la madre, cook y todo.
Oye, este güey. Oye, este güey se parte la madre. Hey,
wey, este puto le di huevitos ayer. Le di. Hey, ¿dónde está mi pinche café, güey? Martín.
Ahí lo tengo.
De your own coffee.
Le mandé coffee. Le dice que.
First of all, wey. Don't ever do that shit again. I'm down with the huevos that you made. Anyway, you know what? When Pacho, I know it's hot in here, bitch. But don't come with your fucking frustrations bullshit to my table, right? And not get the fuck out of here.
You sound all frustrated, right? Bro.
You sound frustrated, bitch.
I know. You like that shit, though, at the end? I said, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of here.
Este güey piensa que este pinche confuno es mío, puto.
Okay.
Chill, all right?
Okay.
Don't make me get on your ass again.
What you mean?
All right? Chill, listen to me here.
Go ahead.
Numbnuts.
Go ahead.
All right? Look it.
Go ahead.
Pacho, hey, this is it, bro.
Numbnuts.
Tienes putazos, güey. Vámonos afuera ahorita, puto.
Numbnuts 2. Hey, I got banned on TikTok.
Numbnuts 3. I know he told me, so what happened?
Put, What happened? I go back to the original. I'm going to just say it real quick why I think I got banned again. I realized, wait, que TikTok dice, when I get too funny, wait, they take me off when I'm too funny, wait. Yesterday, he said, I think somebody reported you. I think, you know what? I'm not going to lie.
I reported
El Padrecito número tres, güey, hice. Uh-huh. That shit was hella funny. And then I'm like, I think some people are on some bullshit now.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It is what it is. But I look at movie night.
They reported you. It's funny because every time, this is the thing that I don't get about people before we go back. Yeah. Es como dijo, I always go like, this is comedy, bro. Nothing matters, way. We just make it fun. I'm hardcore Catholic. My brother fucking, lo tanto, he picked me up. He listened to the God, the Father, and the spirits, and the fucking.
Yo soy católico.
Yeah.
Católico.
Like oh, yeah, right. Yeah. A book of fucking how to be a God-fearing man. No? He loved Porfi.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, yeah, man. Hey, look it.
He got in the car and punched. I was like, what are we listening to? Porfi was like, shut up. Listen.
My older brother, my older brother. Hey, he got hella. He's getting into religion. Wait, like, hey, I'm a religious man. Wait, so is Pancho. I don't know if CJ is, but look at my older brother. Wait, starting to scare me. Wait,
ese güey.
Ese güey sí me dice unas cosas de religion. I'm like, ay, por fin, hey. Yo creo en Diosito, güey, pero hey, cálmala.
Güey, yo abrí la puerta, güey, me senté. Yo pensé que iba a estar oyendo, fuck your homie dead, fuck your homie dead. Y luego de repente, stop, think, breathe. Jesus is with you. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Y lo que le digo a todos, güey.
Usa.
Y le digo yo, look, bro. I always tell her, como mi sister me llamó que también mi niece, my two nieces van a tener su first confirmation. Y me dice, you better go to this church and all this. Like, I don't have to go to church. And I like it cuando motherfuckers that don't go to church try to tell me to go to church. You know, I don't know how we got to this, but yeah. Lo que le digo a todos, güey.
Es como, you fucking telling CJ go work out?
Yeah, yo nunca le digo go work out.
You just told him right now.
No, le dije, él me dice que él quiere perder peso. Pero le dije,
no quiere. Look at, wait,
you want to be a dickhead to him.
No,
boy.
I know, porque I just took a nap and I'm excruciating tired.
I know. Vitas, güey, le dije, güey, dejate tu pinche nap. Es que este güey.
No, wasn't me.
Who left the pack of tortilla there?
No, that wasn't me, bitch. I barely.
That was your fucking video, you fucking liar.
No, I didn't. That one is right there. Like,
bro, that pack has been there for the past 3 days.
That was
bro.
Him. No. And wait, wait. Ciro, yesterday que he went over there. ¿Qué hizo? Se secó las manos y que aventó. El pinche papel arriba y que, hey, pick up your fucking paper. Este güey, ahorita güey, vino a agarrar ham, güey, y lo aventó en la freezer, güey.
Oh, I was just tripping out.
Why'd you do that?
Because I didn't sleep last. Bro, I slept like an hour and a half. I'm like, you and Pancho and shit sleep all fucking day, have all the energy in the world.
Don't sleep all day.
Oy.
All
right? Este güey es tan pinche mentiroso que no mete un pinche vergazo ahorita, güey.
I'm going to
fuck up his new glasses, güey. No. I don't know
anything. I forgot. Fuck it.
Es que, güey, you guys throw me all these curves, güey. I can't answer everything. Yeah. I can't do everything in life for you motherfuckers. You know? Pero como dice, oh, we were talking about Ciro's fat ass.
Yeah. You say he was trying to be a dickhead.
Yeah, le digo, Ciro, él me dice, like, I want to do, okay, commit it to yourself. Pero don't go, hey, oh, Pancho's watching a fucking TV show. I'd rather stay right now. No, way, you actually got to commit it, way. Y como digo, way, you can't go, oh, wait till Tony goes to the gym. Como el otro día que te dije, way, where you wait for this motherfucker to go to the gym at 7 o'clock? Si estaba aquí el güey desde las 12, way, and you could have taken the truck. The thing is, way, you hanging on somebody else, way, your goals are different from his man's goals. You have to dedicate it to yourself. Yo te digo porque una vez yo sí perdí peso, güey. Pero I was all into myself, güey. Yo ni comía lo que hacía mi dad, güey. I was cooking my own shit. Y todo. Pero ahorita, güey, I noticed, güey, como tú dijo Tony, güey. If you don't overeat, güey, and you eat right, como a veces we get into it, like, you don't have to be Mr. Universe, como comes y todo, güey. You could eat basically everything we make here. The only thing is, güey, como dice, we got a bad way of eating. Nomás comer una big time, one time. Drinking too much fucking soda. But you have to commit it to yourself and say, this is how I'm going to live and this is what I'm going to do. Fuck everything else around you. Como yo, es lo que dije before, Tony, I give Tony all the credit de que, bro, no matter what, whatever, I seen it. It don't matter. I seen it because this motherfucker has.
Soy bien verga, ¿verdad?
Este güey has abandoned my nephews when they fucking need him the most and shit sometimes. You know, when they got to go wrestling, this motherfucker has to work out first before he goes to the wrestling. And I give him credit for that shit. He stayed committed to his, como dice, güey. Su body weight, working out, that takes a lot of fucking commitment, güey. Pero es como dije, güey, he committed to this. Y ahora le miro la diferencia en el body, que ahora ya no está todo pinche hinchado y parece una pinche TV in the back.
What I bench press the heavy weight at that time.
Yeah, he was.
I missed those days.
Ahora lo miro, güey. Ahora, for some reason, quiere estar en sus fucking calzones de Black Tiger que tiene el güey.
All day.
Yeah, and I go like, God damn, man, you seen Tony's fucking thighs, güey? I go like,
the other day he moved his leg and the whole fucking underwear ripped in half.
Yeah, and I look at his body. Lucky,
I had ripped those underwears previously with my hands.
No, but I look at his body now. I go like, God, I actually, the todos los years que he's been working out, way, I think this is the best ship he ever been.
I inspire you.
No, you don't.
Si no, no, that's crazy. Right? Hey, no, but look at, right, you were going to add something onto it?
Yeah, como te dije, way, that's the dedication, the thing you have to do for your body, way. To actually achieve a goal.
Nice fucking donuts y Sundays this way, right? Sundays this way.
Yo soy el güey, güey. I'm going to push it to the mat until I hear, hey, guys, the left side, I can feel my heart.
No,
it's
crazy. You feel that
tick in your heart?
It's crazy porque that's... No, but again, I'm going to just say a story before I forget. Uh-huh. El otro día, my fucking dumbass little brother, I woke up and I was going to go to... I was like, I'm about to go to work, right? Pancho, he made eggs. And in my head, I'm like, Pancho making me eggs. I know my older brother already. He's going to pretend he's not, but I know he's making me eggs. When I get out the room, he had a Tupperware where my eggs weigh, like, just like how I like them. Four-way yolk, three with just the white, right? And then he had a fucking, como like a Yeti cup, right? Como se llama esa pinche cup?
A tumbler.
Yeah, tumbler.
A tumbler, right? Tumbler. My coffee in there, right? He like, tengo, llévatelo para trabajo. I'm like, oh, shit, dope. Yo tomo un chingo de coffee, right? Why? No, un chingo, but I drink
coffee.
Don't
tell me that shit was watered down, way.
I drink coffee every morning. Tell me why. I never used a tumbler in my life. Tell me why. This was like fucking 8 in the morning. Tell me why I didn't drink the coffee until like 2:30 p.m. because that bitch was burning hot all day.
Well, that
motherfucker. Anyway.
Was it the Yeti tumbler?
Es el que te you slide acá arriba y se queda ahí.
Anyway. 24 hours. Yeah, I couldn't drink it because it was fucking scorching hot, the coffee. I'm like, all right, let me just.
Es que te tengo yo con hot coffee. I go in the morning con unos pinches huevitos. Uh-huh. Y así con un jamoncito, así como lo pongo en mi pinche Instagram, güey. I fucking hate the coffee, güey, when it goes half chill, güey. I hate that, but I could drink iced coffee.
You know what? I've seen a lot of people do that. Like, they want their coffee to be burning hot.
I want it burning hot.
Burn the shit out of your tongue. And if they don't, they'll wait till it cools down, throw it back in the microwave.
I can't do microwave.
No, wait. Yo digo que it was so hot, wait, because of that fucking cup. You know how it's supposed to keep it hot? Yo digo, okay, it probably keeps it hot for like an hour.
Nah.
Bro, at 8 in the morning, I try to drink it, burn the fuck out of my fucking tongue, wait. Burned all my taste buds off. I can't fucking taste anymore. Wait, shit's hot as fuck. I'm like, all right. Then I leave.
I unscrewed it a little bit.
Yeah, I unscrewed the top way, and I left it open for like 2 hours. I go back there. It's still steam coming out the fucking thing. I'm like, no, mom. And then I'm like, all right. I just forget about it. And then I went to lunch like at fucking like another two. So this is like 5 hours after it was originally made. I go. I think that bitch got hotter. So I look at he said, wait. Porque I needed my fucking coffee. However, I needed the fucking coffee in my body. And I think it's... Sometimes I think it's like...
Pour in a
regular cup.
Styrofoam cup.
Sometimes I think it's like everything else that's an addiction that you don't really need it. I don't know how much difference does it make, but it feels like your body needs it. Wait.
You know what's the fucked up part, way? Okay, I noticed now that you're a fucking fat, obese person like Cedro. I always needed Dunkin' Donut in the morning. Remember, way? I always needed a large iced coffee, way? With 4 creams and 4 sugars and 2 sausage wraps every fucking day. Wait.
But you also forgot about that time when you needed that Dunkin' Monster Energy drink.
Oh, no.
Oh. You remember?
No, but ese
was, hey, wait, but that no, was... Hey, Pancho, there was a time, if you guys don't remember, Dunkin' Donuts had that... Had it for... They probably still have it, no?
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, explain it to people. Yeah. What was it?
Dunkin' Energizer.
¿Qué era, güey?
Dunkin' Energizer. Era un Monster...
Con color red. Con color red.
Este pendejo, sí, yo le digo, uh-huh. Explain it to what is a Dunkin' Energizer. Pero qué es Dunkin' Energizer?
It's Red Bull with fucking some red syrup.
It was a monster. Monster
with red syrup.
Yeah, Red Bull was the Sonic one, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fire.
Hey,
but you know what's the fucking... we going everywhere with this motherfucker. But you know what's is it with me with all that shit, dude? It's like crack cocaine, wait. Lo agarro por un rato and I get addicted so bad to it. Mm-hmm. But then I just don't want it no more.
Until your teeth fall out?
No. Pero the thing is, güey, como ves que la cuaresma dejé el Red Bull, y ahorita I tasted the Red Bull, I want another Red Bull right now. Pero a mí, honestly, none of that shit keeps me up, güey, or makes me go to fuck, I'm energized. I don't. None of that shit.
No, te digo, I haven't drank energy drinks, energy drinks since fucking I started having my fucking anxiety and shit. Mm-hmm. But I quickly replace it with 12 cups of fucking coffee every day, which I think is technically a tad bit better.
No.
But Pacho, I remember every morning he will stop by. And I tried it, right? And it was good. But so what it was pretty much a fucking, a whole Monster can. And then they pour red on it or blue on it.
Red.
And we're just fucking around. But it's like red juice.
Like a culada.
It's like red juice or like blue juice.
Yeah. They're like a culada.
It will, you know why I didn't like it, bro? Pancho se picó for a while.
And it was just something. Me and my boy.
His boy from work?
Monster Trank. Juan. That's look.
Anyway. Monster Juan. Anyway. Drank two of them before lunch. I'm like, anyway. Calmala no con del corazón, cabrón.
No, ese güey si era un pinche savage.
Yeah. But I tasted it. You know what way? It was like so syrupy.
Look at what is his name?
Monster Juan.
Monster Juan.
Este puto güey. Siempre él me trajía uno, yo le traía uno al güey.
Okay.
So we used to take it, right? Ese güey se tomaba dos, güey. Iba y compraba otro, güey. Y luego se tomaba tres cocas, güey. Ah, like, este güey se va a morir, güey. Le va a pegar el pinche diabetes, güey. Nunca le pasó nada al güey.
Hey, güey. Pero I remember I tried it. It was good. Pero ¿sabes qué, güey? It was so thick because of so much pero syrup no, and sugar,
si,
güey.
Si se le acababa el ice, güey, sabía pura pinche syrup.
No, I'm being honest. It was disgusting.
No.
Look it.
No, it was fire, especially like first thing in the morning when you wake up and you drink it. That shit was fire. Because you'd get like the gas from the Monster like in your throat. That shit was fire, bro.
Pacho, every morning at 6 in the morning, because remember we used to go to help him out a couple days randomly. Pacho, big ass large Dunkin' Energy, fucking vanilla donut with sprinkles. I'm like, hey, wait, Pacho, do you think you're making the right choices?
Nah,
right
I never now? Get a donut. Like, I never get donuts in the morning.
I'm like, Pancho.
No?
I hate that shit in the morning.
Okay. I would like this. Do you believe you are making the right choice right
now? No, agarraba un pinche, ¿cómo se llamaba? Pinche big.
Long John?
No, I never ate fucking donuts in the morning, wait. It was always that, two sausage wraps, or croissant sausage sandwich, or el pinche big and toasty way.
That's it?
Es todo.
Oh, the one with the thick ass Texas wey, bread?
Man, así hacía dinero, así gastaba lo pendejo every day. Fuck. Pero I think it was just an addiction to have it, way. A veces dejaba el drink, way, todo ahí entero, way.
Hey, you know
I would leave it there. Pero I had to get in the morning. Yeah, especially when I used to smoke Newports, way. The best thing in the world was a Newport and iced coffee, way. That was the best thing in the fucking world, man.
Anyway, pero back to the lo que me hizo Pacho cuando me hizo mi 7 eggs y mi coffee ayer. Whatever.
Este so puto no sabe que le echo unos pinches mocos
ayer. You know what I did with the coffee to cool it down? I was so pissed, wait. I have a little freezer in my office, wait. I just put that bitch in there for like an hour. When I came back, that bitch was fucking medium hot. Just chugged that motherfucker all the way down. Pero my eggs, you know how I had my eggs? I pushed the mockers in it.
Why?
Wait, what, unos
why?
Eggs con mermelada are fire as
that's
fuck.
Fat, way.
All right, look, I'm not USC Joe that has 7 Sundays each, all right?
I just had one just small had one, Sunday.
Bro.
Hey, yesterday when you guys went walking, like I said, yeah. When I was seeing your story, mira estos pendejos enjoying their fucking day with 98 degrees walking to McDonald's. I'm like, Pancho, be careful. You know this shit get hot out here. As soon as it get hot out here, you know Gangbang City.
No, McDonald's was hot as fuck, hey, dude.
But no, I'm saying.
Dying inside, dude.
Yo estoy así, wait. They will never catch me lucky. Almost catch me lucky.
Hey, wait. When it gets hot out there, Gangbang City. Y Pancho comes. I just hear Pancho come back up. I'm like, what happened? He's like, no, güey, tienes razón, güey. Ya pasó 2 shootings down the street over.
No, güey. I came back inside, güey. El paisa casi nos quiso que nos cagáramos, Isidro, güey. We were chilling, right? We were coming back, and you're like, man, it's nice out here, bro. We were chilling, when then I forgot where I fucking live in the south side of Chicago. This paisa, güey, breaks a fucking U-turn right in front of us. We're like, oh, shit, Cedro.
With his beams.
Hey, like, luego tiene una pinche Jeep Cherokee, güey, toda fucking pinche, todos los pinches vidrios blinged out, güey. Yeah. Pinche tapados negros y todo. I'm like, oh, shit, Cedro, whoa. Y este güey cracks as that motherfucker pops up. I'm like, oh, shit. Hey, güey, soy pinche una delivery, güey. Aquí es tu dirección. Puta, le dije, no mames, paisa, ya no está haciendo que nos caguemos, güey. Ya vino a dejar food el güey.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's crazy? Something that you said earlier on that caught my attention, que dijiste, pinche Tony, güey. He'll abandon our nephews, güey, because he has to go work out. It is crazy that you say that, porque I was having a conversation with a girl, right, that was talking about, this conversation was a while ago. I don't really talk to her no more.
She was a fat ass?
Eh? No, well, we're talking. She was talking about having kids, right? And what do they always say? When are you gonna have your kids? When are you gonna have your kids? And I go like, dude, I'm like, look at me. When you're gonna have kids, wait, you have to be willing to give up everything, cause you're pretty much gonna give up, you know, your life to raise these little bastards.
Pero por qué, wey, en nuestra people, wey, you 30 over 30, wey, over 25, No tienes kids, eres puto, güey.
No, yeah, it's
automatically gay, bro.
Eres puto, güey.
Yeah. I do question you, though, a little bit.
A you know how many times me dice todo, güey? They look at me deep down in my eyes and go like, ¿eres joto, güey? And I question them like, ¿y si soy joto, güey? ¿A ti qué te importa, güey? ¿Te estoy cogiendo a ti, güey? Pero I notice, como le digo a Tony, usually when motherfuckers tell me that shit, I look at their life, and it's a fucking sad life, güey. And I think they're like, this motherfucker's too happy. Let me fucking shit on this parade.
He's having too much fun. Yeah.
No, pero but I see people with kids have a great time. You know, like, I'm not saying it just depends. I don't think
1% of 99%.
I don't think it matters if you have kids young or old. It's like if you have your priorities straight, you'll be fine, right? But obviously, I've seen a lot of people have kids. But I've seen people have kids when they're 30 and their fucking priorities are still not straight. But I go like this. I go like, to have a kid, you better be willing to give. Well, you're essentially giving up all, pretty much your freedom, because what are you going to be doing all day? Taking care of them, which is nothing bad, because like I said, I want to have kids. I want to have a big family, 7 or 8 of them things. You know what I'm saying? So it includes a lot of sexes in my future life. Look it. But I go like this. I'm still at a point where, como te dije de Skip Bayless, right? Skip Bayless, the Undisputed on Fox. He never had a kid. I never knew that he didn't have kids, right? And he goes, it's because I'm just like, I love my job so much that I feel like it's going to not right of me if I have a kid and I'm not going to give him everything he deserves because I'm not going to be there.
Me and him are different. Yo no tengo un job.
Okay. But he goes, and I go like that. I'm at a stage como me too. Like everybody don't want to go like, well, I'm not. So, no, right now I'm at the time, like me personally in my life, that I still not willing to give that up as of yet. Right. Because I'm still so focused on myself that it's going to be unfair if I just have a kid right now and don't focus all my attention towards the kid like they deserve. When I have my kid is when I'm ready and I know I'm able to give 100% of my attention to raising this fucking child. You feel me?
Yo lo que he visto, güey, que a lot of people tell you that porque they think that's the only way of life. And I look at a lot of people that I know, güey, told me, say, well, you're not going to have kids? Like, I told you already. I have decided I was not going to have kids no more. Even if I'm getting older, maybe late down the road, maybe I find somebody, the perfect woman, and I fucking marry her, unless she looks like fucking Eva Mendes. Way, I don't think I'll find the
Eva perfect Mendes woman. Eva Mendes in the scene of Trading Day?
Hey, watch how you speak to my wife.
Hey, Pacho, will pause that scene in Trading Day. You know how Eva Mendes, you know, came out nude in there? Mm-hmm. Pacho will make me watch Trading Day just so he could pause for that 2-second clip of her.
I remember when back in high school, when Angel.
You're a fucking cochino bastard.
When our guy Angel, he found out that she was naked. I remember one time. We were watching the video and he paused it and he goes, hey, look. And you could zoom in at the time. He was like, I'll zoom it in. Look, guys.
Or unless, you know, the only reason I will ever get married is if Tracy Cortez breaks up with Brian Ortega.
You marry Brian Ortega.
And she hollers at me.
Oh, okay.
Right? That's a perfect woman for me right there. Tracy Cortez, a warrior. You know what I'm saying? Pero yo me dije, ya me to myself, I'm not going to have kids. He told me, he said, y luego, it's a hard way. Yo, porque yo miro a mucha gente, güey. It's fucking hard. I still see people that, still, I seen people tell me to my fucking face. They tell me like, hey, I don't hate my kids, but if I go do it all again, I don't think I'll have them.
But fuck these bastards.
Yeah. y lo que le digo, a lot of people que I talk to, todo, güey, they think que, por eso siempre está el choke, like, oh, she Mexican, she throws them, no, automatic. I see a lot of this generation, todo, cuando hablan, güey, they're like, well, you're not going to have kids? I think it's a normal thing to have kids where, like, at 18, 20, 21, they're like, well, that's what you're supposed to, like, no, you don't. Like, yo estoy ahorita, güey, I still don't feel like I want a marriage life. I want a wife and I don't see none of that shit. I want to party now. I want to fish. I want to wake up whenever the fuck I want to wake up, you know? And I still think I'm still too selfish for myself to even have kids. Of course, I love seeing wrestling come on. ¿Qué dije el otro día, güey? ¿Qué te dije a tía Mike? My perfect situation, if God would tell me you're going to have 3 boys, I will have 3. I'll have 3 boys.
But it has to be.
I'll have sex right now with the lucky woman and give me 3 fucking kids. 3 boys. Uh-huh. See, it's nothing against having girls, but I think it'll break my heart, güey. When I grow, güey, I think I'm just too jealous, güey. You know? And I'll slap the shit out of any motherfucker, you know? But that's why I don't want girls. But honestly, güey, I don't see myself ever having kids.
Are you a staple sexual?
I don't know what that means.
What?
Entonces ya ves, tú estás pendejo, o no eres, güey.
No, I don't know what that
means. See, I'll probably have genetically engineered kids, bro.
Or I can choose how they need to.
I can choose how I want my kids, bro.
They're going to need.
Because I'm shooting. I already told everybody, I want either twins or triplets, bro. That's what I want. So I could get them done and out the way all at once. I don't want to do where you get one, 10 years later, you have another one. I do not want to do
that. Honestly, though, you and Pancho are talking like you motherfuckers have a boatload of women waiting in line to sleep with you. Go find a woman.
I got mad bitches. I got mad bitches on DMs and shit.
Hey, you never know what happens.
Send me those goddamn roast beefs and shit.
You freeze your semen, bro. There's a lady out there somewhere.
You're a sapiosexual.
I don't know what that is.
So it's a person that's sexually attracted in the intelligence of others, right? Like they're attracted to smart person.
So then you're not a pansexual that likes pans?
No, you like that? What the fuck are you talking about?
That's different, bitch.
Hey, but it's crazy, right? Because when I first found out about that word.
Fuck, can get this shit fucking canceled.
When I first found out about that word, is that, you know, that there's a, you know, there's this sexual, that sexual, this sexual, all that. But you look at this sapiosexual, I think, is, yeah, so you're sexually attracted to the intelligence of others, right? So,
I just hate all human beings equally.
But right? It's crazy, right? Because I'm like, man, that's probably more when we get, as we get older and more fucking start maturing more. Like, you notice that the looks start to, like, matter less and less as you get older. When you're looking for, like, either your significant other or you're in a relationship. Like, you know when you're young, it's like, you want to bag the baddest fucking baddie out there?
No. Because I knew I was never going to get the baddest. But no, the thing that I always said,
you're a homosexual then.
No, what the fuck?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what sexuals we are.
Yo lo único que digo cuando yo miro una girl y cuando ves que todos se quieren poner que she's the baddest, she's like, you usually have the most fucking worst attitude in their fucking life. You're kind of a girl that knows how to fucking have a good time laughing. You know?
That's what I want. I need one of them.
Yeah, I need one of those that she knows, hey, she don't take life too fucking serious. She has a great sense of humor and fucking laughs. That's what I'm looking for. And plus, it'll be a bonus. You got fat ass booty. You know what I'm saying?
Pacho said, everybody wants to hook up with the baddest. I'm like, there's only one baddest way, and that's Trina, all right?
Yeah.
I'm the baddest bitch. Who's that? Remember that shit? Remember Trina back then?
She's still hot as fuck.
Hey, if you don't know Trina, go listen to Trina, Trick Daddy.
Hey, no, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Pero la verdad, that way, I was never like all into like, oh, Katassi. If your attitude sucks, I don't want that shit around me.
You're Trick Daddy person. Says hey. Some nasty stuff in that song.
I know. And then there's a plus. She said, let's go fishing. I bag it right there and there.
No, but I noticed that shit more and more like, you, como te digo, when you're young, everybody's attracted to the looks first. But as you grow older and start, like, it's more about, you notice that you know, if you guys been in long-term relationship or any relationship whatsoever, you'll notice that. Well, especially, because when you're in high school and have a, like, look, this is what I mean. When I tell people we're in a serious relationship, like I remember my friends used to date in high school. Like, oh yeah, I'm in a serious relationship. I remember kids talking like that. I've been with her for 3 years. I'm like, dude, we're kids, bro. You think this is serious right now? Like, it could be because people do marry their high school sweethearts or their elementary school sweethearts or whatever. But you know, you're still growing up. But you don't know if you're gonna spend your whole time with this person. And then you start noticing you'll be with a girl or like. A girl, a guy, I guess, whatever. And you'll start, like me, you'll start notice, like, starting to think, like, now. It's like, you're looking for somebody that could fucking help you, you know, get yourself to, like, to the next level, right? Like, push you to be your best. Even though that shit corny as fucking
help
cliche.
You build.
Yeah. You know? There you go, dumbass Ejo. round of applause for dumbass Ejo. Nah, but look at that's true, way, porque you're like, you don't want to end up with your partner in your life, way, that doesn't contribute to nothing. But, you know, good sex, you know, that's never a bad thing, you know. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I noticed. Like, more and more I look at it, like, I want to spend the rest of my life with someone that, like, we go do something together. It's not just about looks, you know?
No wonder you're single.
I know, right?
Nah, but you también, you know, I'm like, you gotta have a great answer.
What the fuck are we talking about this
for? I don't know. You I don't know what the know, fuck bro. Is this, but giving out let's go back to the
our Tinder bio that we
yeah. Thinking. No, lo que me cabrón con lo que te dice Tony, ahí está que todos, everybody has a different, I don't know, what kind of transsexual, bisexual, whatever. Like, at this point, güey, ¿viste lo que hizo Calvin Klein, güey?
No.
Puso, ves que era como during Mother's Day weekend, ves que estaban poniendo la picture, yeah. But I pusieron unas pictures, güey. Luego pusieron the first pregnant transgender, güey, and they're fucking with the famous calzones de Calvin Klein. and, And everybody goes like, what the fuck does this have to do? She's pregnant and she... This is the shit that I don't get.
She's pregnant, okay. But she's a dude, right?
No, she's a girl turned into a dude. You know? And she shows her belly. Her belly. Anyway, it's her girlfriend, way. It's a dude that is a girl. Sale con su partner, way. You get
so,
it?
So they revert?
Yeah, reverse. Roles, reverse yeah, roles. Like girl sees un guy.
Okay.
Y el guy sees una girl. But I go like, it did the same shit if you would have kept it as a guy and a girl. You know?
Hey, for real. Yeah.
And she goes like this, sacan a
no,
girl.
No, but you're talking about identifying as a different gender, bitch. She wanted to be a guy and the other, and she want and she,
they just
and
switched sides, way, Peter. They ended up with the same shit. So the girl pregnant the girl, the guy pregnant the girl. That when they saw it switched out, you get what I'm saying? You get it right? It's still the same shit.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So the girl está con su pregnant todo y está con los famous calzones de Calvin Klein y todo, and everybody's like, what the fuck does this have to do with all none of this shit? And I go like this. Y es lo que le dije ayer a Cidro, pero Cidro me llevó a la movie yesterday. Right off the back, way. This is what I take offense See, when...
I didn't even notice it. He noticed it right away.
This is what I take offense to this shit.
Here
it goes. No. I look at Disney. I look at Calvin Klein like, they're pushing this shit so fucking bad in your fucking face, wait. They're like, it's right there in your fucking face. And I go like, I tell everybody else, I do not give a fuck about the next person. If he likes dudes, that's his problem. If this girl likes girls, that's his fucking problem. It's not my fucking life. I ain't nobody to choose for. Nobody. I don't... criticize nobody. That's your fucking style. Go ahead. Go do you. Do whatever fucking makes you happy. But now I look at the movie way. Right off the back way. I get it way. They want to bring in more color people. More Hispanic people.
People of color.
People of color.
Right. You can't you know, say Hispanic. Color people
okay,
no
whatever the
people
fuck.
People of color.
Way. Okay, whatever the fuck.
We're people of color.
I know. And I go, I get it. You want to have more. But now I notice that you motherfuckers are just going to switch everything to please the shit. Right away. ¿Sabes cómo se llama la main girl? Spoiler alert for anybody that goes sees the Doctor Strange. What the fuck is it?
Multiverse of Madness.
Multiverse
What's
of Madness.
Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange.
Marvel. He's an Avenger.
Yeah. What the fuck? Oh, go. I'm going to see who is.
He's a sorcerer.
Yeah, he's a sorcerer.
You know what the girl that she's a sorcerer too, though?
Yeah, she has.
The main girl, ¿sabes qué es, güey? Ponen una Latina chick right there, right? Ya le cambiaron. Latina chick. Guess her fucking name on the thing is?
Guadalupe.
No.
Guess. This is where I go like this. Bro, just leave it alone, bro. I don't give a fuck if the person is playing a white person, a Hispanic person, a black person. Guess the name of the girl. America Chavez.
That's her name.
And then guess what? Lolo le miré su pin. She got the gay flag aquí puesta. And then guess what? Sale, she goes back in time and travels to the multiverse. You know, they see like una, ¿cómo se dice?
A memory of her back from when she was a kid.
Yeah, it's a machine that you can go back to your memories. Yes. She steps on it, way. Sale, oh, mis dos mamás. And I go like.
She was raised by two moms?
Yeah. And I go like, what the, this is the shit I get pissed at. Like, look, bro, I don't give a fuck who plays this. But you know what, dude? Don't force it because it sounds so corny when they try to be like, oh. Cabron. Oh, like, they throw that shit in the little movie. Like, you know how we talk, like, ahora, wey, no mames, wey. They try to throw that shit inside the movie. And they go, it's so fucking corny, wey.
You know what? It sounded like when Alex says curse words in Spanish.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like when she was talking in the movie in Spanish.
And I go like this. Hey, bro, I get it, wey. You want to make everybody feel comfortable. But you know what's the worst shit? When you force it and it fucking sucks. I told Ciro, anyway, I do want to see my people in those kind of movies. But give us like Coco, wey. Encanto, wey. Shit like that
so
is actually
keep us in one
no
box,
no
wait, don't let us expand
no you throw them in there trying to be like, oh look people, we support you, and it's fucking corny as fuck, way. And I go like, now every movie way can I see that Marvel way, they have to throw a gay character in there. And I go like,
because there's always a gay something in everybody's life, wait.
No, and I just like, and I meet a Calvin Klein también, like, what the fuck is going on in the world? I'm like, I don't care, wait. That's why I don't wear your underwears no more, wait. Second of all, wait. I don't wear them because of that. Yeah. That shit just too expensive. Para ponerle caca, wey. Mejor compro de la pinche Target de $8, wey.
Hey, digo, Pacho. Cuando digo, Pacho, yeah, that's why I don't wear your underwear no more. I'm like, I don't know if that's the reason, Pacho. I don't know if you could fit yourself in one of those.
Pero para qué chingas? Porque I always want to be like fucking este pinche juvenile cuando está like, I got to ask him my. Y tienen los pinches Tommy Hilfiger. Dice Tommy Hilfiger. That shit always look hot. cool as fuck. Pero cuando yo los compré, güey, yo ni le miro el pinche nombre, güey. Me miro en el pinche espejo, güey. Está mi panza arriba del nombre. So why I buy name brand calzones?
Es como si yo en high school used to rock the Mexican dad white underwears from La Garra, güey. You know the all white ones, güey?
The fucking...
The Kukami jail? The Kukami
no, the
work. Hey,
the tataras, bro.
Ahí te pasaste, güey. Estabas todo cagado con tus pinches canzones blancos.
Hey, bro. Those held everything in place, bro.
The worst one was cuando miré a mi dad down, una vez, miré a mi dad. Y está con unos pinches, like, como de suede o no que sé chingados. Bright orange y en medio de su pinais. Dije a papi, so, pa, where are you shopping at, bro? Bro, be careful where you shopping, bro, homie.
The worst underwear I saw was when Alex wore those boxers that kept saying sugar daddy on them. But it was the candies of the sugar daddy. I was like, come take this shit off, bro. That's just ridiculous.
And I just you guys are forcing it and making it so fucking corny way that you're throwing it in the face so bad way. And that's why you get motherfuckers like me que se enojan and he said, man, fuck this shit.
But did you like the movie, though?
Nah, that shit sucked.
To me, when did that movie come out?
Yesterday, Ciro.
No, it came out last week on Friday.
Oh, last year?
Yeah, it was.
That shit was fucking whack. I'm going to tell you like this, bro. People jump on the dig the marble. They're fucking horrible. Fucking horrible. It's fucking horrible. I don't know. But that's just I told Ciro. Why they have to do that, like, forcibly? And I get it, way. If you want to do, like... Even do like Spider-Man con la de pinche Marlon Morales. Mm-hmm. Okay, do it the whole thing, way. Don't just pound in there. And
¿cómo
she
se llama the Spider-Man Marlon Morales? Yeah, ain't that the UFC fighter?
No,
Miles Morales.
Miles Morales, yeah. Marlon Morales.
He said Marlon?
Yeah.
¿Cómo se llama my character, the Spider-Man?
Well, there's a bunch of them. The one that, the cartoon one with the black kids. The Latino Miles. One. The Latino one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Miles Morales.
Yeah, it's Miles.
He's
Miles
Dominican Morales. B.
He's, oh, Dominican. There you go, Dominican.
Yeah, Dominican B. Yeah. Y por eso le dije así. Le dije, I get it, where you wanna go, Disney's all woke and shit. We're going to put gays and Latinos. And I go like this. This is fucking corny, bro. It's corny the way they want to speak Spanish and that shit. I'd rather have, give me another Coco way. Give me another Encanto way. Give me some shit like that. They actually, you're like, oh shit, that's how we live. Don't give me that shit, way. I go like, dude, you just want to be like, oh, look at
her. Hey, you know what?
It sounds like they were like, hey, look, she's Mexican, bro. Come on, come watch the movie.
Know,
hey,
you what's know right? her
come
name?
On. She got a Mexican, like, what is her name? Chicotli or something like that.
Yeah, no. But I go like this. You name her America Chavez.
Oh, okay.
I go like, what the fuck? America Chavez, boy. I'm like, come on, bro.
That's why I don't go to the movies, boy.
Yeah, that shit hella expensive too.
Hey, no, what was I gonna fucking tell you? I didn't give a fuck, but I know yesterday I was gonna hit you up when you guys went to a movie that you know is right by Taylor Street. I'm like, hey, wait.
What were we talking about?
Mario's Italianized right
about now? No.
We're about to hit a Polish and a double cheese.
Nah, fuck that. It's hot.
Hey, we should give the first one today.
Yeah, Mario's Italianized way. Un extra large one blueberry.
Woo! Pero hablando de that way. Bro, you know what's so dope, wey? Que ahora sí, wey. Que ahora sí salgo más para afuera, wey. Pero, bro. Hey, wait. This is the shit, man. It's fucking wild out here, bro.
Hell yeah.
Bro, you see how they fuck. Bro, you see the gun. Wait, the craziest thing is, wait, look at the guns they carry, bro.
You see,
and
you
the sad part is, wait, these motherfuckers don't even know how to shoot, wait. It just. Pinche balacera por donde quiera. You see a little kid running.
You're talking about the shooting in back of the yards, right?
Yeah, back of the. It just. You see a little kid running, pinche, trying to get a fucking bullet up. You see that bullet go on top of his head. And I'm like.
What I heard,
why are you shooting?
I heard, yeah, it was crazy because there's videos out there of this. I guess that video was coming from like a privately owned location, right? That had those, like those cameras and stuff.
I'm pretty sure it was somebody's house that had a camera
or something, right?
Pero también ahí está la escuela, güey.
Pero
so you never know what camera is.
The cameras are like somebody's camera that they installed, like. You know,
like como cuando ya took a piss the other day, estaba la camera right in front of me.
Se ven como esas police cameras que ponen a los poles, güey. Uh-huh. Almost. But I don't know. Either way, but this shooting happened in back in the yards and it left one person dead, right? And four others injured. And it was gang-related shooting, right? And it's crazy, güey, because I seen the video and it breaks my fucking heart overall in the whole situation, right? Porque, first, porque es, you, like I said, güey, I know everybody, like, fucks around, but as soon as it gets hot, bro, as soon as it gets hot outside, all this shit starts happening because everybody's outside, right?
You know what I've seen this way? I don't know if you've seen Charles Barkley in el pinche podcast de, ¿cómo se llama ese? The Ryan Clark y Channing, ese güey, todos esos güeyes. I think Brandon Marshall is a part of that podcast.
You talk about the I Am Athlete? Yeah, I Am Athlete. That's your podcast, bitch.
Con Ryan Clark y...
It's not, Ryan Clark is there burly.
And Fred Taylor.
Pero es Fred Taylor y Brandon Sharp. No, it's I Am Athlete, bitch.
I Am Athlete?
Yeah, con Chad 8-5.
Ah, no,
con el pinche Crowder, el linebacker. Sí,
pero ellos tenían una cosa con el nombre del paquete, si no, dije como con una P.
No, that is I Am Athlete. Pause.
That's I Am. Si no, look it up right now on YouTube, Ciro. Nomás look up Charles Barkley in the podcast.
¿Qué le dije a este güey como 10 veces, güey?
But I think you're wrong. He's not that podcast.
That exact they're not the same guys all the time. I hope you know that. They bring in new guys all the time for that podcast.
I don't know.
But usually it's Brandon.
I've seen Ryan Clark all day in there. I think that's Ryan Clark.
No. He barely got on it. Bitch, we talked about this before.
Could they put Ryan Clark and ¿cuál es ese?
A ver. Either this is Pivot Podcast. Pivot. I Am Athlete.
Pivot Podcast. Se llama Pivot Podcast.
Is it?
Yeah,
is
it's Pivot. I told you.
Pivot Podcast. But
I think it's all under I Am Athlete, though.
I think that's the brand. I think como
well, maybe. Boys,
pero se llama Pivot. I told you.
Tenía you're right.
Bro, do you apologize to me,
fuck
bro?
Fuck you.
Carry on. See how you are like an asshole? But this is what I look at it cuando, porque viste que it was a hot topic lo que dijo Charles Barkley. Estaban hablando about like doing more cuando ven que this is the whole point. You got to see the podcast. This actually was a great conversation. And I respect Charles Barkley so much, but he don't give a fuck. And he said it.
Well, Charles Barkley is a guy that always going to speak his mind. Yeah. Whether you agree with it or not, he's going to say. And look, what I like about Charles Barkley is that he tells you, these are what I believe. You don't have to believe exactly what I'm saying.
And that's what I respect about him because it was like, you know, it's a touchy-feely subject when it comes down when the police brutality. This, if Charles Barkley says something so clear that people always like take my shit the wrong way and they go like, you a fucking sellout, you this. No way, I agree with Charles Barkley, way. He said it. The thing is, I don't get his way. Why isn't the outcry when we kill ourselves as great as when you see a white police officer kill you, right? I go like this, we're killing ourselves. He said himself, we're killing ourselves in a greater rate than a police killing us. So how come?
No, it's not even comparable.
No, por eso.
No, what I'm saying, like, you're right that those numbers are crazy, the amount of.
See, that's what, so I don't get you. He said it. You're looking to.
Bitch, I'm saying it's the same. I'm saying you're right. I'm saying
yeah,
that.
Por eso
yeah, a police officer might kill, let's say, at this instance, a Hispanic man, right? But a Hispanic man will kill a Hispanic man fucking 30 fucking million more times, way.
Yeah.
So we're it's just.
Por eso, this is the biggest thing of it. Lo que yo dije, way. He goes, we're killing ourselves in a greater rate than a police officer or anything. Which he says, I agree. They have to be held accountable. We have to hold them accountable for what they're doing. And I agree. But the thing is, people don't go like, but when we kill ourselves, nobody says shit. You motherfuckers ain't, and nobody in this news is covering. Nobody's doing the great. Como aquí, güey, cuando yo miro back of the yards, güey. Cuando pasó con eso, con lo de Adam Toledo y todo, you saw how the outbreak, all this. Aquí, you saw what they did in broad fucking daylight, way.
Yeah.
And you see little kid, go see the video, little kid fucking running and shit. These motherfuckers just like, spray the whole fucking block.
So this shooting happened, it looked like right after kids are getting out of school. Like, it was early in the day, broad daylight. And you see the little kid running. And then, if I'm mistaken, way, it looks like a gunshot porque se ve, you know when you're shooting in the camera, se ve como like the blowback? It passes like almost over his head, way.
Yeah, well, let's say like this, it don't bystander, way. Un regular dude, kid.
Porque kid running for his life, way.
It was a random dude, right? He was running for his fucking life. Pero ese güey, no miras, no, I cry from all the fucking leaders of the fucking pinche neighborhood. No dices nada. Porque qué dijo este güey? Usually it's because somebody else is somebody's fucking family member. And they want to put their family out there. They don't want to go against the gangs because it's usually what? Your family members, right? And I go, I always said this shit too, bro. How come you motherfuckers don't go as hard as you go, if it's a police officer, fuck being a white police officer. But if it's a police officer, all you motherfuckers that want to march, want to do all that shit, right? But when it's our own people fucking up each other, way, you don't say nothing. You don't, no outcry. Ain't nobody marching over there. And this is why I go like, bro, you can't even enjoy fucking summer here, bro. You can't even enjoy doing something. Because it looks, honestly to me now, it looks like not even the police or the fucking, or pinche city of Chicago, don't give a fuck no more, boy. It's just more dead bodies and that's it, boy.
Yeah, and I'm talking about, they're saying that this guy had like an assault rifle, right? Like
two fucking, way. And it's fucking, crazy, una 9mm with an extended clip.
Yeah, this guy had a criminal background, right? And he just got out the joint already for like, I forgot what.
I think that might be a little confusing, way. he was let out porque apenas lo cacharon con una pistol.
Pistol, yeah.
And then he was let out for a $1,000 bond.
Yeah, for which it was a $10,000 bond, which is they saying that it was they paid the 10%, which was $1,000. Pero prior to that, he had a he already had prior record to that, right? So that's why the you see the ¿cómo se llama el police chief? Uh-huh. He was like, "How is this guy back on the streets?" I'm like, and the police chief was like, "How? Why would the court let this guy back in the street if he had a prior record?" And I'm sorry, when I say prior record, what they take account is that not about, oh, he got caught with a little bag of weed. No, they're talking about he had prior record of being like aggressive, right? It could be like a menace to society, that type of record. I didn't look too much at what it was. But then he just got, I think he had just gotten out. I'm not sure. I might be wrong there. But then he got locked up for a pistol again. I think he was on parole or something. And then they bond him out right away. They post, it was a $10,000 bond. Somebody paid 10%. He got out, and he was saying with the pistol charge, I guess he was saying that, oh, he had a gun to protect himself and protect his family.
Well, es que dice que he was doing a hit también though, porque I think they killed his brother.
Something like that. Yeah, they I heard killed like his crazy. Brother.
Yeah, so they don't care. He was protecting himself because they just killed.
Yeah.
This is what the fucking sad part about this is. You hear a police chief, way? Probably the dumbest police chief ever in Chicago. How come this guy is letting out? I'm like, it's also because you, the mayor, the district attorney, all motherfuckers are blaming each other and pushing this. I go like this. How many times estamos oyendo de all these criminals that have been released back to the thing? Or the district attorney allowed it.
Well, look, I tell you this.
And I go like this. When I hear the police chief trying to blame the district attorney, oh, the district attorney blame the police chief. The police chief, the mayor Lightfoot, is blaming the other person. What the fuck?
Well, I'll tell you this. To be completely fair, I haven't heard too much about... I don't know too much about the police chief now. But to be fair, that is his way to put the pressure on the courts and the prosecutors to go like...
But you
like, see, he can't come out and flat out say like, hey, this is your fault, courts. Because you can't put that on any... But that's his way of saying like, he shouldn't have been out. That's his way of telling the people like, the fuck, what are the courts doing to let this guy out? He literally just got caught with a pistol. What the fuck is he doing out here? You know, because shit like this could happen. And
to me, it's como le dijo todo, güey. To me, this city, güey, probably the worst fucking, the worst. Even with Robin Manuel, it was fucked up shit going on too, güey. But I've never seen this city so fucked up where motherfuckers are just stealing, robbing, fucking, and nobody does shit at all.
And there was another shooting también, ¿verdad? Yeah. That same day, like in Jackson or something?
Y es lo que yo te digo, güey. And then I look at, where's the mayor? Oh, she's out of town. She's in Texas doing something. I'm like, this is probably the worst fucking administration I've seen. And this is the time since I was fucking born, güey. Okay, people literally do not give a fuck. Oh, you going to jail? Get the fuck out of here. Go do more shit.
And that's why I tell people, like Pancho, I know, fucks around. Like, oh, nothing's going to happen. But I'm like, bro, be careful everywhere you go, bro. It don't matter. Like, if you're in a dangerous area or not. Motherfucking clear. When I seen that video and I see an innocent kid running for his goddamn life right after school, you think the guy that, like, for instance, that guy that hopped out and did the shooting, you think he's thinking like, oh man, there's a little kid here, maybe I should? Nobody give a fuck. Nobody cares, bro. They just shoot everywhere.
A mí lo que me emputa, güey.
And it's crazy because I heard that when the police arrived there, that they arrived with a hostile crowd. Like,
the people.
And I'm not saying everybody. Let's not get them mistaken.
No, they already put up the guy. They got into a fight.
He got arrested, right?
Yeah.
Pero, okay, they were met by a hostile crowd there. Pero como le digo, Pancho, I get it. I don't get it. Porque the police, like I said, the police are there to do their job, way, right? And, I just go like, why? Shit, I forgot. I kind of lost my train of thought. ¿Qué? ¿Cómo te iba a decir? I don't know. I just heard that, like, I was hearing bits and snippets. The police, they were saying that, yeah, when we got here, that people were very upset at us and they were kind of...
They estaban peleando con la police. They literally were fighting the police.
Yeah.
And that's why they took some people in custody because they were fighting, because he said que la people were saying they were not doing enough to... ¿Cómo se dice cuando you're trying to keep them alive? Like,
oh, to the person that had gotten shot, yeah, right?
Yeah. ¿Cómo se dice? Maneuvers? No, like, back to stay alive. There's
I guess the I believe the person that was shot, he was killed, right?
He was instantly
Okay, the people were saying
otro,
that...
A otros guys les pegaron como en el chest. No, I think in the back, in the leg, in the arm.
Okay, people there at the scene say that the cops were not doing enough to try to keep the person that had been shot.
When they, cuando llega la ambulance, MUT, a proper... ¿Cómo se dice to keep you alive?
CPR.
No, no CPR. There's a word they call it cuando llegan and they try to give you fucking... ¿Cómo se dice? There's a specific...
Bolster, is it?
No.
No, way. It's... Well, we know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
The people were upset. They were saying that the cops were not doing enough to try to keep the person that had been mortally wounded to try to keep them alive, right?
¿Cómo se dice? Rending... como help way. Enough help to keep them. See, they were not rendering enough help, so they got pissed at the cops and they were fighting the cops. The thing is, Wiki, this is what I always go when I tell people, when all these motherfuckers come here and they ask for your vote, y todo. I'm a person that barely, I don't know a lot of this shit. I'm barely getting into it. Porque si cierto, way. Once they know that you vote, you can put pressure on people. You know? But this is what I tell people. You guys are willing to blame right away when they say, oh, it's the fucking rich people. Or is this that they don't do nothing for our communities. Oh, it was the police that treat us bad way. Or it's the police that target us. And I go like this. And when I see those kind of shootings, people randomly acting, oh, this, none of you motherfuckers speak. Nobody says nothing. They're like, hey, it's another day. Who gives a fuck? And I go like this. So how do you think this is going to change? Honestly, how's this going to change?
Porque es como la
un pinche politician te va a venir, te va a vender un dream way. Once he gets hired, you go fuck yourself. Right? Y es lo que le digo a la gente, like, don't over there just, como dijo Charles Barkley, way. How come you motherfuckers don't protest and actually ask when we're doing it to ourselves? Have you not noticed? Nobody says shit about that?
Porque no viste que también, a couple of weeks ago, it might have been last week, mataron... I never heard his music so much, but Mataon le llamaba Benji. He used to rap. And he had just got killed, dude, right? Like, on broad daylight, on Mother's Day. It was last week, Mother's Day. Here in Chicago, way. That he just stepped out. He dijo, su mom, we were here at this crib to plan a big Mother's Day celebration. He dijo, my son was there, which was Benji, que mataron. That he just stepped out, way, in broad daylight. They just killed him. He dijo que they had hired somebody to cut their grass. Right, for the house that day. So, dijo que the guy that they hired to cut the grass went up front because he heard the gunshot and they killed the gardener too. Pues yeah, digo, like, it's crazy. Y fue la mom, you hear her talk way, and obviously she's heartbroken, devastated. And she goes, I just can't. She had just previously lost her other son 6 months ago for a shooting también. And it's crazy porque somebody did a never. I believe it was this one. I'm not sure. I may be wrong, but either way, it was here in Chicago. And you know how we're barely hitting, like, summer's barely starting almost. It's still not technically summer, I believe. But he goes, this shit's going on right now that it's not even summer. So there's a bad sign for this summer. And it's crazy that people here in the city has to brace themselves instead of going like, hell yeah, it's summer way. Ahora sí, vamos, we're going to be everywhere. No, they're thinking like, yo estoy bien paranoid. ¿Qué te digo? Puta madre, güey. When I wake up in the morning, I have to fucking go to work and the lights are still not out. I go, because what are people doing now in the summer at 3 a.m?
No, yo honestly, güey, I'm not as como Tony as paranoid.
Which I may be wrong for what I'm doing, but I see.
Yo más como te digo, güey. I'm always living for what my dad told me, güey. I'm not going to live in fear, güey. I'm not going to overthink shit. I'm not going to be smart, yeah. Pero fuck that, bro. I'm not going to live in fucking fear. I'm not going to live a certain way because of these motherfuckers. You know, and I'm talking about every single motherfucker. Like, you know, the thing is, güey, all this shit happens, güey, because... These politicians also, way, they push it on this guy, push it on this guy. Nobody takes fucking responsibility, way. Y they use the people nomás como ellos quieran, cuando quieran, and fuck them. Let them kill themselves. Oh, we don't worry about this shit. That's why I tell people, like, really think about it when you're voting and really think about it. Don't go for the motherfucker that goes and tells you, oh, these guys are fucking racist, so you should vote for me. Nah, bitch. Really think about what the fuck they're doing in your community, way. How they're gonna help you, way.
Going back to what you said, como digo, yo no soy. I don't live a life de fear, way. I'm saying that I don't. Unlike before, when I was younger, and you said, whatever, let's just go. Now I think about what I'm doing all the time, porque I feel like así está de cabrón de culero afuera, way. Porque es como antes. Oh yeah, let's go. Let's go to this fucking, you know, because now ya va a empezar todas las fiestas around Chicago. I go like, I don't go to none of that shit. Like, remember, fun ass fucking, we're talking about like fiestas all over the city, right? Or fucking, ¿cómo se llama downtown one?
Taste of Chicago.
Those were.
I remember that used to be nice, but then.
Super fun, right?
Yeah, it used to be super fun.
Like, our older brother.
To be honest, I never go to a Taste
of Chicago. My older brother used to take me there as a kid all the time. We had fucking hella fun. But now, same thing. Taste of Chicago. Oh, there's shooting. Gang-related shooting. You go to any type of fiesta around here, you can't go to them shits. Porque qué? You know motherfuckers go there with a bad intentions, we. Just to start shit. So I'm like, I'm always aware of where I'm going now.
Yo siempre quiero ir como esa pinche Michelada Fest, all this. But I already know it's going to be bullshit in there. And I go like, people don't go in there. It's como same thing. Como I used to do it too, like pregame y todo. I look at people like, they go straight to get fucked up.
And trust me,
I like having a good time and having a drink.
And it is true, wait. It is true. I tell you, como digo, I experienced it myself, and I'm pretty sure everybody does. That saying is true, wey. Cuando estás tomando, wey, you do get a set of beer balls. Which I'm not saying that. Don't get me mistaken. Yo no estoy diciendo, oh, este wey es un pussy, pero cuando toma se cree. No, I'm saying that when you drink, obviously, it's going to make you do shit that you normally don't do. So everybody gets a little bit more braver when they're, especially if you're going somewhere where already bad intentions, you get a few drinks and you're just looking for some shit to go down. So that's why I tend to stay away from fucking.
¿Sabes qué es, güey? Que ahora que yo miro, como I was born, I'm older than you guys, I was born and todo eso. Es que I see this generation, güey, they get pushed more because of the social media, how everybody wants to be more gangster than the other one. When I was growing up, even with the gangbangers, güey, I'm telling you like this, güey, I grew up back of the yards, chinguangueros, güey, it was fucked up también, güey. I'm not telling you, it was never like como es ahorita, güey. Like, these motherfuckers don't even know if them motherfuckers gaming at all. They just, you look at me wrong, fuck you, what's up, this, I, this. No, güey, yo miraba los gangueros se chingaban entre ellos, güey. You know? And they were not like this, bro. I remember motherfuckers, si no eras un ganguero, güey, te regalaba. I remember I used to get yelled at. Then motherfuckers didn't want me to be in the corner cuando iba a la little corner store, güey. Mm-hmm. Y a veces, you know, you eat your chips, you're standing there like, get the fuck out the corner. You know? Ahorita, I look at it like, these kids, they just want to put that shit out there.
Like I said,
they run to social media to be proud. Look at me, motherfucker. I just did not see, wait.
Like the shooting in back of the yards, that really touched home because it's like, damn, bro, it's somewhere that I'm close. Like, you know, that was the place I ever lived. You know what I'm saying? And now, like, it's true. Look, dijo Pancho, once I moved out of that area to a new area in Chicago, there were still gang members there in that area as well, right? Just like in every area in Chicago, right? But I remember when yo era un fucking... I'm going to say like everybody said back then. When I was a shorty. No, I remember when I was a kid, wait. And I used to like, se juntaban todos los gangueros juntos. Like usually in somebody's house or like in the corner, right? There'd be their chilling spot. And I would go around with my friends. We're young as fuck. You know, we're talking about, I'm like 10, 11 years old. You know, the gangbang fuck gang members are what, like 18, 17. And they're a little older than us, right? I would go and usually if they didn't want us around, which was most of the time, they'll tell, hey, y'all got to get the fuck out of here. Go to the front of your house or do this. Don't be out here with us. They would literally tell us that. Like, they wouldn't let us be around them. They would never look. And this is crazy. There was never pressure from, well, at least for me, like I said, we all grew up around gang members, right? There was never pressure on me from them to go like, hey, wait, hey, come join the show. Do this. Like, it was more like, It was way different.
And that's an aspect, wait, I mean, I give a lot of credit to my dad and my big brother, wait. Hey, my dad and my brother, wait, they fought their way through that shit, bro. Se agarraron a putazos, wait. So that's why people also knew, like, hey, don't fuck with them kids, wait. I thank God because, shit, they knew who was my dad and my brother, wait. They get down. They used to be fighting motherfuckers every time.
Well, yeah,
and that's why I think they also, the thing is, wait, una cosa que yo también miré que back in the day, wait. Like, back in the day, wait, you don't mean that los gangueros want to rob you and do all that shit.
And I feel like
more and more
gangs, wait, kids are in gangs. Now more than ever, and it might be due to everything, like social media, music, all this shit. It just seems like more, like now, todos los people, like they have, the younger generation have more to prove. Like,
yeah, like
nah,
they're so
fuck that. We're not bitches, bro. Like, and that might be due to, like, all this new technology, social media, because you can put everything you're doing. You can say, hey, fuck this motherfucker. And the other motherfucker, like, oh, you saw what they say. They said, fuck you, you a bitch or what? And now this motherfucker has to go do something to prove that he's... It's just so much. I think now more than ever, everybody feel like, oh, I got something to prove. Wait.
Yeah, but I remember when I used to walk into school, it's always, even the gangbangers would see you. They'd be like, ah, now this motherfucker from school, let him be. And ahorita vino todo empieza, güey, porque everybody's trying to rob somebody, trying to fuck with somebody. Back in the day, I never worry about getting robbed.
Or yeah, and the back in the day, güey, era like, oh, fuck, ya vienen los gangueros, güey. A lo mejor me voy a deber que partí la madre. Oye, now it's like, everybody has fucking guns. Everybody has guns everywhere. Like, I don't know how the fuck they fuck. Everybody has a gun now. Y como digo Pancho, siempre me dice a mí. And I remember, you always tell me this. You go like, tú ni te ves como ganguero. Why are you tripping so much? I'm like, bro, it's not even about looking like a ganguero no more. It's just, they fuck, like, a lot, like, people are just out there looking for anybody to fuck with. Wey. Te digo, güey, I was running in a good neighborhood, güey. Running, exercising. Motherfuckers pulled up on me, güey. For no reason, güey. I had joggers. Fucking.
Pero sabes por qué también está así, güey, so empty parita, güey? Es que, trust me, güey, criminals know, güey, this is a weak-ass fucking administration, güey. They know they're getting let out like it ain't shit, güey. They know they ain't gonna pay for nothing. They know that it is the way. Con pinche cases and being on, I don't know, he was on parole. Oh, $1,000, get the fuck out of here. They know that this, ahorita, güey, hey, get out of jail.
Yeah, you fucking had fucking Key Velasquez, way in jail, way.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. And he can't
even get a fucking,
that's what I'm telling you.
For protecting his family, way, he can't even get a fucking bail set.
Yeah, lo que te dije, güey. Crazy, like, right? This is how stupid this fucking shit is. Y a mí me hace enojar más, güey, porque I look at it, way, like, damn, bro, I got nephews coming up, you know? I got nephews in high school, like, bro, these motherfuckers can't even have fun, way, outside, way. These motherfuckers can't go like, hey, way, let's go play.
Yo, no, no.
Like, what the
and
fuck?
And that, te digo, times change, way, porque dije, yo, when I was, like, when I was in high school, when I was in middle school, yeah, there was always gang activity around where I lived. But never to a point where it was like, you can't do shit. Like, now, when I see, like, of course, I think about my nephew, my family, and every, not just my nephews, but, like, my family in general, like, it's hard to do anything around the city now.
Hell yeah.
Because hey, there's always people that are going to look for that
trouble.
It's como
downtown, es como le digo a todos, but you can't have nothing here because it's como le dijo, el ese güey le dijo a Merlifu. You used to have the Mag Mile, the most prestige thing in Chicago.
The what? That,
the Mag Mile.
What's that?
That's what todo pinche Michigan Avenue.
Yeah. Oh, the Lakeshore, the walk?
Yeah, todo yeah. Eso is the Mag okay. Mile. To the high fancy Prada, Gucci store. To, everybody loved being there. Oh, that was like the big fucking thing. Like, now it's the scary mile. Like, say, ain't nobody trying to be this. Es donde también el rapper de Chicago got killed. FBG Duck.
FBG Duck.
Like, say, you killed a guy in broad daylight. Wait.
That's the Gold Coast?
Yeah, the Gold Coast Cup, the Mag Mile, toda esa madre. Y la sin güey, bro, you got fucking como the water tower, ¿viste? Que le digo, the fucking lease, they're gone. We're out this bitch. We know this is too, we're getting robbed every single day. We get buildings for the first time you see, güey, front stores, güey, are empty, güey. They don't want to be there. Before, people used to fight to be in those fucking fronts. Yeah. Now they're like, fuck that, we're getting robbed every day. Fucking kids are going wild every other fucking summer night, fucking everything up, going inside the Walgreens. ¿Viste lo que dijo también a Walgreens, güey? Motherfuckers are running into Walgreens, trashing the fucking store.
No, they're, bro, people don't walk into Walgreens no more to steal and run out. They literally just walk in there, take their time, and pick out what they want, and just literally walk out the store wherever
fíjate,
the
Millennium
fuck
Puck, apenas que no era summer, también ya tenían problems otra vez, güey. The motherfuckers gathering, like 70 fucking motherfuckers gathering, just fucking around in Millennium Park, güey. Como la otra vez que llevé a mis
sisters. Yeah, a bunch of, it just happened again, wey.
Yeah.
A bunch of kids just, look at, this is crazy. A bunch of fucking young adults, young kids, whatever, just got together, I think, in downtown, not too long ago. One of my coworkers told me, you go, and they just wanted, decided to fuck around, and they just started walking all over the cars in the middle of the road. Yeah. And I'm like, look, bro, there comes a point where
you need to,
you have to enforce the fucking law already.
Pero
porque es como digo, people, oh, no. What happens is that, motherfucker, everybody feel like they could just run wild everywhere now.
Well, that tells
back
you
in why. my dad's days, you can't do that shit. They'll beat the fucking living shit out of you. Sometimes that's good, way. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes, because he says, wait, sometimes good, sometimes shit.
It's como le dije a todos, way. You want to say all this shit because I was from that era. I seen people get fucked up by the police. I seen people get slapped up by the police. But I go like this. But now they have no authority. And I tell you like this, cuando dicen, because I hear the news, cuando dicen, there's a shortage of police officers, people are retiring, people. Why you think, Tony?
Well, look, it's well, crazy, right? Porque I think CPD dropped all, like, their requirements,
you
right?
You want to be a cop, go be a cop right now. They'll take you, bro.
Requirements means, CJ, like you can't be fucking 13 years old and go off for CPD. I know what it means. But you don't need college credits. Like straight from high school, you go into the force.
If you could tie your shoes, wait, they're taking you right now.
Taking the force.
Well, I don't know if straight from high school, but I'm talking about you don't need college credits or none of that shit. 21 away? Maybe 21. Yeah, not straight from high school, but I believe you don't need. But before it was 60 college credits, or like, fuck that.
No, they took that all off.
They said, you could tie your fucking shoes away. They'll take you.
And that's what I tell people. And this is what people don't understand. Oh, bad police. I'm like, this is the way it works. You give the people and let the people do whatever the fuck they want and not respect authority. That people in authority, like the police and everything, they're going to say, fuck this job. I don't need to take this shit, right? And then you lose a lot of good police officers because I've known a lot of people that work in law enforcement. And I know a lot of people said, fuck that job, man. I'm not going to fucking kill myself and stress myself over people that don't even respect us. And then you know what happens? Police department is going to go, "Sabes que, we're losing too many people. You know what we're going to do? We're going to drop all requirements and we're just going to let every motherfucker into the force." And then you know what happens? You get people, they're not equipped to handle that job. And then when you see wrong shootings, police doing bad shootings and shit like that, that stems from that. Porque now you're entrusting somebody. Porque being a police officer, yeah, it is very hard and you have to know what you're doing. Now, you know what? You're just letting everybody off the street be a police officer. What do you think they're going to do in situations that they don't know how to handle? They're going to panic. People don't see that this is all fucking circle, way. Caused pretty much by us, ourselves, way. By not fucking treating, like, not fucking respecting authority and shit like that. It's crazy out there.
When they go Charles Barkley, guess who has police? Those rich white people. They have police. Lo que va a pasar, güey. Como nosotros, güey, que somos en, como dice, en nuestra community, que dice que we're the lower end of the community, todo, güey. What happened? Cops say, oh, you don't want cops? Go ahead, go fuck yourselves. And what's going to be? Everybody's running wild. Es lo que está pasando. Everybody's fucking running wild.
Everything. Shit, nobody... CJ might go to fucking Walgreens right now and fucking take all their honey buns.
And then we'll tell you shit.
Nah, CJ's going to be like, nah.
They'll probably give you a basket and you
won't. Yo, sabes que, güey, yo te digo la verdad, güey. I feel like these young parents, también they got to go back. Every time they talk about us, because they're old school parents, they're the wrong generation parents. We're more. No way. Look at this generation. Everybody's running fucking wild. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody has no fucking respect. You could call my dad generation too machismo, too much this way. It was still respect.
And bro. It was crazy.
It's still respect.
It's crazy too, porque I remember even fucking Ganguer. And this is, look it, keep in mind. I know we're talking about a lot about the gang. It's more than just gang members doing this shit. It's everybody that's just running wild now, right? But, you know, just touching back, you know, growing up around a lot of fucking with gangs and shit. And, you know, a lot of our friends are running gangs, right? Yeah. Shit like that. But even back then, wait, I would still see fucking los gangueros, wait, respect their parents, wait. Cuando venían los parents, hey, get your dumb ass inside. I will see with my own eye. Get your dumb ass inside. Get your dumb ass friends out of here. And they were like, hey, I got to get the fuck out. Oh, that way, I see these kids don't even respect their parents no more.
The thing is, wait, Tony sabe, way. I grew up with a lot of gang members, way. Okay. A lot of guys that I grew up with, way. But they were not like these guys right now, bro. You know? Did they do a lot of fucked up shit? Yeah. But they did it to the same gang members that did it to them. They still respect the people from their neighborhood, way. They still have respect for common courtesy con los adults, way. Toda esa madre, way. What I mean, way? People really do not give a fuck, way. I see motherfuckers robbing fucking old people, way, beating the shit out of old people. In my day, I never seen that shit, way.
No, that shit wouldn't be allowed.
Never, way. Even the gangueros, way, you fuck with the wrong person or all the wrong elderly person, way, you get your ass robbed.
Oh, the gangs in my neighborhood. Hey, wait, don't do nothing to our neighborhood. Don't steal from your fucking neighbors. Don't steal from the people that live here. I remember one time, we had a ganguero that stole the bike from somebody from the neighborhood. The ganguero found out, made his ass go back, way, apologize, and give the fucking bike back. They told him, like, what the fuck are you doing stealing from? Pretty much your own people, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Like, they still respected those boundaries, you know what I'm saying? Either way, like I tell everybody, if you're going to be out there, way, just be safe. Be careful. I take every precaution. But look, I'll tell you what. You want a quick $5,000? Wait, go find Gucci Mane's bracelet.
Oh, viste que le dio la girl 5,000 in the concert, huh?
Viste? But I go like this. Viste que se la cayó esa diamond, like, to bracelet? How much you think that shit cost? Cool 50?
Cool 50.
Cool 50?
Maybe. Everybody Hondo? Lies. It might be fake, too.
Nah, his shit.
Nah, lying. Gucci never fake. He a yeah, real motherfucker.
You want me to rep fucking Gucci Day first day off for you?
No.
He's good, because I forgot it. But look at, he dropped his bracelet, and the girl, I guess one of the girls gave it to him. Gucci me le dio $5,000 right on stage. I'm like, damn, bro, I should have found that motherfucker. I still would have kept that, slang that bitch for 25.
Nah, I'd be scared. Gucci man would probably seize me if I grabbed it. He jumped in the crowd, bro. Gucci, that gutterway.
It's fucked up, right? They got fucking Gunna and Young Thug.
Yeah,
Gunna for all that bullshit.
If he just get those
up, Casanova too. He pleaded guilty to his charges, right?
Can I get back to the first one, bitch?
Oh, sorry.
Viste lo que everybody's playing the fucking 50 Cent thing? Contaba en el radio station? That's why my song, ¿te acuerdas? I am not a gang man. I don't gang gang. Remember?
La song with Tekashi. Yeah, right. He goes, I am not gang gang. I do not gang bang.
Y viste lo que dijo otra vez? He go, keep that shit gang shit away from me. And everybody said, you saw 50? He go, that's that Rico shit. I don't want to get hit with Rico. I'd rather get a homicide. That Rico shit? I don't want that shit. Fans are watching and get you with that Rico.
Crazy, bro.
And I told Tony, I remember the Rico because of the Sons of Anarchy way. And a lot of mafia movies that I was talking to. Bro, that Rico made it way to break that code of silence que tenía the mob way. You know, so people will snitch. Y lo que está pasando, güey, ahí te está viendo lo de Young Thug y todo. Bro, they say they were surveilling these motherfuckers in 2013, güey.
Yeah.
And I go like, damn, bro, that means they got real shit on you, bro.
It's crazy to think, like I said, Young Thug, Young Thug, at a point, he probably still, but Young Thug was at the top of the game. Y ahora, you see Gunna's that's pretty much at
even
the top.
Even though I like their music, but Gunna was up there.
Yeah, but they're at the top of the game. We talk about
who's the most. Mr. Pressure P, Pusha P.
No, oh, Pleasure that's P, way. It's otro way.
No, pero, Pusha P.
Pusha P, way.
Se puso la blue P, way.
Yeah, pimpin. Yeste.
Huh?
Yeah, for pimping.
Yeah, keep for it pimping.
Pero,
yeah,
keep it pimping.
He's at the top of the game right now. And it's crazy to see this, and I'm like, damn, that's
when I hear
up,
people, bro. Oh, they're gonna be out. Hey, bro,
a lot of fucking rappers right now. They're hot, like, fuck, look at Pooh Shiesty, way. Shiesty, that's my dog, but Pooh, you know I'm really Shiesty. But look at now, Young Thug, and now
Casanova. They said he had to accept the charges because they started snitching on him, and he had to take the plea deal. I te dijeron que someone in his crew. Por eso te dije, güey.
But I let we'll and see,
way, bro. When they hit you with that Rico and they started hitting you with those 20-30 years in prison, people start talking.
Oh, let's see how it goes. But either way, we're out of here because I'm sweating fucking balls right now, and I'm about to eat this fucking plant-based chorizo.
Peace.
Right. I'm still not off, Cedro.
Oh, okay. No, I was waiting because I was listening to your guys' stories, and I was going to bring mine. So I when you ended, I was like, well, that was quick as fuck.
You know, we're still on air right now, right, pendejo?
Oh, well, you already said
no, way, pero sabes que lo que voy a drop, I think we need to see what you Vitas, way, Dr. Applesauce, way, tweeted it out, way. Viste the first NFTs, way, que se vendió. There was this picture, way. ¿Cómo se llama? Viste Applesauce, way.
Yeah.
Se llama.
Applesauce?
Applesauce. Es un collector guy que does Funkos, Pokemon y todo. Para que veas, por eso te digo.
You always tell me about this guy. I always forget.
I always tell people, be careful what everybody's trying to sell you, way. He said, que the first Cyberpunk neck purchase over, se llama CryptoPunk NFT, was purchased for $1,000,000, way, when the NFTs came out. For now, it's
sold. You have a picture of that?
Yes. NFT? 6 months later, way, it sold for $140,000,
way. ¿Cuánto? $1,000,000.
Well, Cito told me
about that shit, no?
Yeah, about the NFTs that a lot of fucking video game people and a lot of like YouTube people, they're creating their own NFTs now and they're getting people to purchase them. So I was like, I always thought, like, what the fuck is NFT? And I was just like, because like with, what is it? With the Tekashi NFTs? Dude, you know one was $600?
Was it?
Yeah, and he did it in Ethereum, crypto, and what other one? There was another one. In Bitcoin and Litecoin. That was the only way you could purchase those. And I looked at how much like one was each worth. It was like $609.
But the original price, way, lo que tenían, way, que even Phil me dijo, before anybody got in the NFT, me dijo de Kanye West as Humpty Dumpty. That people were buying them when they drop for like $600-$500, way. Y later, way, they're selling for $100,000, way. Pero yo te dije, ¿qué te dije, güey? They're so fast things. I'm like, man, I don't know. And people, everybody started dropping
their NFTs. I just go like, you know what's crazy?
Even Gary Vee started talking about NFTs and shit. And I go like, what is an NFT?
It's nothing.
Digital it's, fucking art way.
I just go like this. I look at it like this. And I'm wrong. And I may be wrong here. Like I said, I'm not too familiar with these things. But I know we talked about it before. But I go like this. Okay, I'm giving you $1 million for what? You're going to give me a digital painting? The fuck I want that for? Like, I don't see the, like, but I may be wrong, but I don't see the purpose behind it.
The thing is, wait, is I think people,
though, got those first, fucking cool monkey ones look cool.
Instead of some of those bad and ape ones.
Yeah.
I think who owns that one?
But I go like this. I'm going to give you $500,000 for that?
Well,
for a picture of my fucking TikTok? This is what I think
it is, wait.
Como dicen, I'm banned from TikTok.
Here, I see, wait. Motherfuckers, they got on it right away. They knew what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got the second wave that dumb motherfuckers that want to get into it.
AKA us.
Yeah.
One of the monkeys is called the Bored Ape Yacht Club. That's the name of the monkey ones.
Well, see, I think Rocky owns it, no?
You said that.
Let me see.
It was a rapper that owns that motherfucker. And somebody copied and he said, hey, you better take that shit off before I sue you.
CJ, you said they went down like almost 90%, no?
Yeah, so that they had said, well, I don't know who has said, but I read an article that the NFTs went down 92%. So that they dropped in value hardcore, dude. So
I don't know about 92% because that wasn't 90%, the one you showed me, but it was a drastic fuck.
What you mean? Not like 80%? $1 million to $100,000?
$240,000.
Okay, how much is that? Almost 90?
No, yeah, like over 80%.
Yeah.
Not 90.
Yo lo que le dije, I thought, that motherfucker lost almost $900,000.
That'd be us, wait. Get into investment when it's going down. Hey, buy now, bitch.
Yo te voy a decir la cosa, wey, con todo eso trading y todo.
Crypto, wey. Crypto.
Yo te digo con toda esa madre, wey. That's a horseshit, wey. The only people that get fat, wey, son los people que put that
they
shit
eat
out
a lot
there.
Of food.
They put all that shit out there, you know?
The owner of the monkey one, se llama Yuga Labs.
Yeah.
That's the name of it.
Well, somebody said, oh, look, I got my own personal.
Well, the motherfuckers that make money off it right away, esos son los true hustlers.
Yeah.
Bro.
A lot of the NFTs, though, that I saw, that you can actually use them for the metaverse thing. Like, so for like 6ix9ine, that you were able to use the clothing that he used in his video, you could use them in the metaverse when you log in there. You can use that clothing.
Yeah, but
you know how stupid that
like
sounds?
And then with other video game ones, they have like rares, super rares and all that stuff. And you could use them in the metaverse. So you can like physically have them in the video game.
Well, it's como Lil Durk cuando estaba sacando NFT, pero que ese iba a sacar un shoe that you could purchase that you could have it in your NBA 2K player and all. Well, that was pretty cool, which I think that's dope because at least you get to use your product. Motherfuckers love that game anyway. But I go like this. You purchase stuff to be in the metaverse that is not a real world. There's a make-believe Peter Pan land. And I'm like, where am I getting from this here?
No, por eso, the same people that sell you that shit, they know what they're doing. They're like, you know what? We got to push this hard, make all the famous motherfuckers go hard at it, and then we're going to get the fuck out. And I go like this. Es como ahorita, viste, con también con lo de crypto.
Eso es así son get money for bitches.
Y como dice, viste lo con lo de crypto también ahorita que dice, y un güey pone, oh, I remember when this famous actor said, if there's blood in the water is when you buy. And I go, that's the same, it's the same expression, way. The people that sell you the fear, sell you the what?
The cure.
Yeah. The cure. So it's like a pyramid scheme with that shit to me. You know? They force you. Look at all these guys are making billions of thousands of billions of dollars with fucking crypto.
Es como dice.
Y luego dice, it takes a shit. Oh, now you could buy in, bro. It's going to go back up.
Elon Musk is the one that's why I tell people, listen to who's telling you. Elon Musk tell you, people, don't invest your life savings in crypto. Who is selling you this stuff? The rich people. Who's buying it? The people that are not so fortunate. And who gets screwed at the end? People that are not so fortunate. So be careful what you invest in. Look, I made investments before. Little tiny investment. I lost and I won. But I lost more probably. That's how investing works. You're going to lose a lot, way. So don't think that just, oh, man, you invest. This is a can't. It shows you on Wolf of Wall Street how bullshit these things are.
It's como dice, way.
These things.
Como insider trading. That's real, way. Big rich motherfucker. Hey, wait, this is going to take a shit. Take all your money. That's real. Hey, guess who gets left handy? The guy que estamos como nosotros, que we make fucking $100,000 a year. And they go like this. I'm going to invest my whole life savings into this shit because everybody, and then guess who suffers? The regular people.
So there you go, wait. CJ, invest your whole life.
I'm not doing none of that investing in those NFTs or anything like that, bro. All
right, folks, we're out of here. Right. Peace.
The suburb of Chicago. Yeah, we Chi-Town, bitch. I be in the city because I'm a king of my area because it's my hometown. This 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 my life. I grew up in Bolingbrook, Illinois, because that's where I'm